This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's what we want to do. We want to talk about, like, you're a genius. What's the most cool thing you found while garage sailing?
Mm-hmm.
Thrifting? Craigslisting?
Ooh.
Now listen, recently we've talked about Craigslisting as a negative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you go and you end up in the back room with somebody and they're like, it puts the lotion on its skin.
Yeah. I think you took a bath with a guy.
We bathed Legos. Yes. Okay. This is different. This is like this person, like I know, like I have friends who do things like this. It's not Craigslist. It's not thrifting or garage sailing, but like you can buy the U.S. Post Office. You can buy boxes of unused gift cards from the U.S. Post Office. So all the like birthday cards that didn't go anywhere and they're just sitting there, they just open them up. And then if there's
gift
cards inside.
How are they allowed to open mail? I thought that was illegal.
Because it's after a certain amount of time, it's just like, well, they're never going to find their destination. So then like one of my friends.
Okay. Don't they work for the post office? They're like, if only someone could figure out where this is supposed to go, but I guess we'll just open it.
So then these guys, friends of mine, have bought boxes of gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
So you go, I'll give you $1,500 for that box of gift cards. And then when you get them, you hope that you have $1,550 worth of gift cards in there because then you made a profit. They've gotten like $4,000 worth of gift cards.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Because there are people, when we've talked about garage sailing or thrifting before, if you go, this is going to kill TIAC. People are smarter now at thrift stores. Like the guys at Goodwill and ARC kind of know. But like you could used to walk into an ARC and like just look at their watch case and like, that's a Daytona Day-Date. That's a Rolex. And they just didn't know. And it's like, I don't know. It's kind of goldish 50. And you're like, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah,
really?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Really? There was a time in my life where Jordans were that way. I would go to thrift stores and find Jordans there sometimes.
For real?
For real, yeah.
The floor sneakerheads became a thing.
Absolutely, yeah. I used to buy them and they'd be like, oh yeah, $5, $10, whatever.
And
I mean,
like,
you'd have to clean them and stuff. They're used, but
who
still.
Who cares?
Right, exactly.
That's wild.
That's what we're looking for. Like you, I remember at some point, somebody found a Declaration of Independence, I believe.
What? Really?
Like an original.
Nicolas Cage?
No, it was like, I swear, I could swear it was a news story where they bought like the dogs playing poker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Picture or something. And then they were like, they really didn't want that. They wanted the frame.
Okay.
And so they take it home and they like take it apart and there's like, blah, blah, blah. In behind it, and they're like, this looks like a real one. And they took it on like American Pickers or somewhere, and it was like a real one of the original Declarations of Independence. So this could be hard, but we know you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
We know you thrift. We know you garage sale. What is the coolest, biggest thing that you've ever scored for a deal, sailing or thrifting? 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
Someone said that they bought a pair of earrings for $7. They were just like basic diamond the studs. Just simple studs. They took them to the jewelers. They got them cleaned, appraised. They were worth over $4,600.
Whoa.
So the thrift stores, they don't know if they're CZ or real and they'll just sell them.
No, they just have to sell them. Yeah.
But so somebody donated that?
Yeah. And didn't know. And then there was a woman who found a Vera Wang wedding dress.
What?
That was just a story the other day.
Yeah.
What? She,
and like it's a wedding, it's a real deal Vera Wang wedding dress at a thrift store. How much did she
bought it for $19. It doesn't say how much it was worth. Thousands? But I mean, yeah.
Oh,
it's Vera Wang. I have the Vera Wang wedding dress book.
Do you really?
I do. You want to borrow it? You want to have it? You can just have it. I gave Tiak a bunch of comic books. You can have this.
I did, yeah.
They weren't comic books. They're Calvin and Hobbes. Comics.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
The other
which
one
I love and read.
I kind of miss them when you bring them out. I'm just kidding. The other one that was in the news is kind of like what my buddies do with the gift cards. You buy this mystery bundle from Facebook Marketplace, and you don't know what's in it. It's just like costume jewelry. It's jewelry. It's just like a box of jewelry, and like, give me $65 for it. I don't know. Like, okay. Looks, you can, I think you can see it. Okay. It's almost like the people, God, you think anybody's listening does the, what do you call it? The storage thing? Because that's a real deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where you can buy storage units. You're like, I don't know what's in there.
They just let you look around.
Could be kidding. You don't look around.
Or like
before.
From,
yeah, you're
see,
just like, that one. I'll take that one.
That looks like a big box in the back. Yeah.
And you're like, go. And then this person bought it. It was $65. Went through. They found a Gucci watch in there worth $3,000.
What? Oh just one
God.
Thing.
One thing in that. When they went to sell it, they only got $550 for it, but you only spent $65 on the whole box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Facebook Marketplace is always kind of a mystery. You never really know what you're
That's
walking
true.
Into.
So I know, it's the new Craigslist, my friend.
I know.
All right. So if you're a thrifter, you're a garage sailor, we want to hear what's the coolest thing you ever found. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. So we're talking about sailing or thrifting or, what's another word?
No.
Marketplace and
okay,
weird cool stuff found and weird cool. Jennifer,
yay!
Sailing, what'd you find?
Okay, so I was in a thrift store just a couple weeks ago, and I found Vintage Zeller, which is a German company, and I got 6 plates, 6 salad plates, 6 bread plates, 6 soup bowls, 3 teacups, and a tureen and a couple other vessels. I paid $25 for the whole set. And they're worth about $800 if I were to sell them.
But so you know that walking in. Most people just look at it and go, those are stupid blue plates, right? Not that they're stupid,
well,
but you
they
know.
They're so cute. They have a flock of sheep with a shepherd in the middle. And so sheep are coming around just like llamas and capybaras and such.
But you knew it going in is what I'm saying. Like
I didn't.
You
I just
didn't?
Know.
You just thought they were cute and bought
then
them and then.
I took them home and researched.
Wow.
Because I just think if you were a smart antique-y person, why don't
you
the people
probably know things.
Right. But she just lucked out.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I luck out frequently, though. So I just in that same thrift store before, I found a set of 12 glasses. I paid $1.50 a piece, and they're worth about $24 a piece.
Okay, I just got to start thrifting. And,
yeah.
Because we
you
have a friend of
the
show.
Right
who comes to, she was just at our Christmas concert, and she always finds cool stuff.
Hmm.
Sandra, I'm blanking on her name. Am I right? I think I'm close.
I don't know who you're talking
you
about.
You do. You, like, yeah. Erica?
Yay.
Yay.
Thrifting or garage sailing, what'd you find?
I found a ring at an estate sale that was opals and diamonds, and I thought it was really pretty. They wanted $100 for it, and I snatched it up, brought it to get it sized, and it was actually worth $1,800.
Whoa.
And you gave him $100
for it? Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I ended up talking him down to $90.
Okay.
They wanted $100 for the price of the gold, and I was like, well, how about $90? And they were like, okay, sure.
I've always wanted to go to an estate sale.
Estate sales are the thing to do for sure.
Yeah, but you're talking someone down after their dad died. Do you,
yeah, do you want to keep the thing that you're
going
to donate
I just
no
feel
matter
weird
what? Or
haggling. It's yeah. like your mom's. That's your mom's ring, and like I don't know. Well, good for you.
Now you make me feel like a terrible person.
Yeah, well, you are. That's that was my goal. Thank you, Grant.
Yeah.
You're not a terrible person if you're still listening. I was just kidding. What's your sailing or thrifting? What'd you find?
I got a free F-250 Highboy pickup truck once off of Craigslist.
Free?
Free?
Free. Okay. That's what the thing said. Emailed the lady, told her the tow truck was on the way. It was a one owner, sold new in Littleton.
So she just didn't want it anymore and it couldn't start, so you were like, I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah, it was on their property for like 10 years, and the guy who, I guess, left it there, they couldn't contact, couldn't find any family, and they just said, come and get it.
Wow.
But then you don't have title on it.
I know a title guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's when you know a guy. Yeah. That's another. We need to. You know, we need to do a whole show that's that.
I got a guy. Yeah.
Because I want to know who your guy is.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
Who's like?
I need a title guy.
I need a guy.
I got some stuff I could rearrange.
Charlene.
Yes.
So
we went to an estate sale.
Another.
And it was a grandmother who passed away or whatever, and she was an artist, so she had a box of photos of that she painted. Well, when we were looking through the pictures, we looked on the back of the pictures and it had my mother's name on the back of the pictures.
Wow.
Yes. And the story was from the seller that the person, the artist, dabbled in like black magic.
Oh.
Is that how your mom's name got on there?
We never knew. And my mother doesn't have, my mother has a unique name. So it wasn't like, you know, Mary. They had her first and her last name on the back of the photo.
I got a black magic guy.
Jesse. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thrifting, garage sale, what'd you find?
It was actually at a Goodwill store. I found turned out to be a 1967 Gibson classical guitar.
Oh my
$5.
$5?
The funniest, $5. But the funniest part lady said, well, it's $9.99 unless you're a senior. I said, I'm only 29. She said, well, you don't look 29. I said, okay, I'm 70. Because I'm 79 now. So yes. $5. 50% off for
how much do you think it's actually worth?
About $500.
Mm.
Do you play?
Wow. No, he's too old to play.
Why? It's debatable, but yeah, I
it's Van Halen's guitar, I think.
Okay. Liz.
Yay!
Yay! Thrifting, garage sale, what'd you find?
Okay, so I decided like 2 weeks ago that we needed a new bed. We had a queen mattress before, and I was like, no, we're going to do the whole thing with the split king. We each have our own remote. We can go up and down independently.
Yeah. That's given up.
And apparently, so I was like so excited. Apparently, I'm a big thrifter. There's all these people on Facebook Marketplace selling like brand new mattresses for super cheap because they're people who return them during the trial period. And so, I know, I was skeptical too. But our mattress is so split king, apparently it's two twin XLs. And our mattresses became wrapped in plastic. So they were brand new. I don't know what she said, but they were
returned. You can't just wrap an old, nasty, murdered somebody mattress in plastic. So how much did you spend on it?
So that was $300. And it would normally, we looked it up. I put it all into ChatGPT. It would have cost $2,500 if we got it from like Mattress Firm. So we got the mattress for $300, and then the adjustable base was like a nice one. It would have been $649, but I got it for $400. So $700, and ChatGPT said I saved $1,599.
You cannot trust ChatGPT.
She trusted a used mattress.
What's a little blood splatter?
Mia.
Yay.
Garage sale, what'd you find?
So I got it in one haul. I got two Burberry coats, a vintage Gucci bag, and a Roberta Cavalli dress, and they still had the Neiman Marcus tags on them.
How much is all that worth?
The one Burberry coat was $1,100. The Roberta Cavalli dress was $1,400. The second Burberry coat was $800, and the Gucci bag was $3,000.
And you paid how much?
Oh, my gosh.
I paid less than $40 for all of
them.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.